For those of you who might be visiting this morning or have never seen such a ceremony, we do this at the beginning of each year, starting on the second Sunday in September. And people throughout the year, but especially in the summer, bring back a little bit of water from their travels. The world's a different place now than when I was a child. Traveling was much harder when I was a child, and 100 years before that, it was practically impossible. Now it is much easier. And people go to family reunions, they go to business conferences, they go on vacations in a variety of ways, and the world is much smaller. This ceremony would have made no sense to Ralph Waldo Emerson when he was a Unitarian minister in Boston back in the 1840s. But it does make sense now because the world is interconnected. So we begin the ceremony with these words. The wise know that we are all children of water. Our bodies are mostly made of water. Our lives flow through time like streams of water. Once we floated in water before we were born. Once life formed in the waters of the ancient sea. Without water, we cannot be who we are.
The whole earth shines with water. Rivers and seas, rains and mist, clouds and storms. The whole world is made one by water. There is no unity without water. The true great universal is water.
Let me invite our celebrants to come forward around the table, please, now. And so now we celebrate the beginning of the year with water. And now we celebrate with water all that holds us close to each other and close to all the people on the earth. Bless.
Waters of the East, flow into this moment. Bring us your message of peace.
Water from Shirahama Onsen Hot Springs in Wakayama, Japan, where a family visits an ailing mother and grandmother. Water from Shanghai, China, where a couple visit cousins and see how the ordinary people live far more than tourists usually do. Water from the Indian Ocean near Dar es Salaam, when a couple visit family in Tanzania, Africa, complete with sighting a black rhinoceros and 44 lions. Water from Monze in the Austrian Alps, where a family spends the day swimming after visiting a daughter studying abroad with her host family. Water from the famous Seine in Paris, not far from Sacré-Cœur in Notre Dame, as well as water from the Rhône in Lyon and the Amalfi Coast south of Pompeii and Napoli, conferences and vacation combined. Water from Western Ireland near the filtered ancient landscape of Burren, where a couple continues to discover their magical places. Water from the Bay of Fundy in New Brunswick, Canada, where strangers bonded in a week surrounded by kayaks and puffins. Water from Cape Cod, from Eastham, but from two different people. One family gathers around memories of the ocean there long ago, and where an elderly mother sits under a beach umbrella painting watercolors amid beautiful sunsets. Another family at Eastham consists of three generations of women celebrating the youngest one starting a graduate program at the International Film School in Paris. Water from Boston, where college roommates meet after 37 years as one of them settles her daughter in Cambridge. Water from Burlington, Vermont, where two women, together for decades, finally get legally married in a state with the courage to change an unfair law. Water from New York City, where a couple visit the Guggenheim Museum, designed by Unitarian architect Frank Lloyd Wright on its 50th anniversary. And from Spring Lake in New Jersey, where the same couple spends a wonderful week with family. water from Washington, D.C., where one family gathers it from the reflecting pool, and another woman gathers it from two sources, the wetlands outside the National Museum of the Indian at the Smithsonian, and from rainwater that fell after visiting a former exchange student from Brazil as she toured the White House and the Capitol. Water from steaming Lake Anna in Virginia, where a family watched the sun rise over the Herons as they gathered for a reunion. Water from Seneca Lake in Seneca Falls in New York State, where a family visits the Women's Rights National Historical Park. Water from a stream in the Appalachian Mountains in West Virginia, in Elkins, where a woman spends a wonderful week dancing. Water from Hoover Reservoir, where five members of a church circle supper learn about kayaking. Oh, you waters from the east, help us to flow as you flow, freely and deepening our community.
Waters of the south, flow into this moment. Bring us your message of power.
Waters from Ushuaia, the southernmost city on the globe, on the Argentine side of Tierra del Fuego, where a brother and sister take a trip to the end of the earth. Water from a melting pool on top of Fox Glacier on the South Island of New Zealand, where a husband and wife experience the splendor of the perfect mountains there. Water from beautiful Pastel, Cape Town in South Africa, from the tap of the Backpackers Youth Hostel, where parents visit a daughter studying abroad. Water from Cozumel in Mexico, where two men, a couple, swim with dolphins not far from the famous ruins. Water from welcoming Puerto Rico, where a family benefits from the best sort of Spanish immersion study. Water from Sarasota and Casey Key, Florida, where a new couple deepen their relationship and gather shells. Water again from Florida, where a woman begins to realize that her mother's life is slowing down more and more. Water from Lake Bridgeport, Texas, where a family enjoys the festivities of a family reunion. Water from Kentucky, where parents take care of a daughter kicked and hurt by a horse and then spend time getting to know that part of the state. Water from Athens, Ohio, where a mother and daughter enjoy a wonderful and nationally known quilt show at the Dairy Barn. Water from nearby Gloucester, Ohio, where two of our youth attend a week-long environmental work camp centered at the Unitarian Universalist congregation down there. Water from the Hocking Hills, where three generations of extended family gather up memories of many such gatherings over the last 40 years. And water from a lodging where a man comes to learn more about the geography of his adopted state among a group of friends. Water from Three Creeks Metro Park, not very far south of here, where a woman enjoys a church member-led tour of 2,000-year-old mounds in the area going back to the Adena and Hopewell people. Oh, you waters of the south, help us to flow as you flow freely and deepen our community.
Waters of the west, flow into this moment. Bring us your message of refreshment.
Water from the island of Maui, where Anisa's traditional Hawaiian marriage ceremony with beautiful local rituals brings delight to two women. Water from the ocean at Waikiki Beach, where a family gathers to remember father and grandfather. Water from Los Angeles, where a couple stroll the Huntington Gardens and deepen their spiritual life. Water from Vancouver, British Columbia, where a loving couple tour the cold waters near a beautiful city. Water from the impressive volcanic cone of Mount Rainier during a 95-mile backpacking trek. Water from the coast of Oregon, where a larger family gathers around a lake in the Three Sisters Wilderness and the Central Cascades, and where another family enjoys a reunion as well, and a baby shower, a birthday, and a whale seen from the shore. Water from Las Vegas, near the Cirque du Soleil site, where the performance is simply called O. Water from the Rio Grande River near Albuquerque, where a family reunion takes place beneath wide blue skies and among the flowering cacti. water from a Colorado waterfall where hikers in Rocky Mountain National Park enjoy the splendor of an early summer alpine wildflower sight. Waters from Mesa Verde, also in Colorado, the great ruin of the city of the Hitzatzinom people. Water from Cairo, Illinois, where the Mississippi is joined by the mighty Ohio River. Water from Devil's Lake State Park in Wisconsin, where a family enjoys a quartet of camping days, swimming, and strolls. Water from Chicago, where a woman attends the 99th International Conference of the WPO, the Women's Pilot Organization, where another woman has adventures with her family, and where a couple tours the architectural wonders of that great city from a boat, and where a man enjoys a Brazilian feast with a good friend who has never traveled outside the state before. Water from Evansville, Indiana, where a man shows up in support of his friend's bodybuilding contest. Water from Lindenwood, Indiana, where a couple attend a regional retreat for their spirit. Water from Indianapolis, where family members commemorate the fallen at the lofty spire of the Soldiers and Sailors Monument. Oh, you waters of the West, help us to flow as you flow freely and deepen our community.
Waters of the North, flow into this moment. Bring us your message of communion with the whole world.
Water from High Alaska, from Holgate Glacier and Kenai Fords National Park, where a quartet vacation, and glacier water from Denali as well, where a family gathers to scatter ashes. Water from our neighbor to the north, Ontario, Canada, from the Saugeen River, where stargazers honor the memory of a friend by viewing stars through the telescope he built, and water from Lake Muskoka in Ontario, where a family reunites for the first time after the death of a much too young person. Water from a daughter's new house in Maine, where the mountains plunge into the sea, and water from many places in Michigan, from Sparta, where two members visit former members of this congregation who have retired up there by Lake Kewagawan among the hummingbirds. From Ludington, where parents are slowly and sadly declining. From the shores of Lake Michigan, where several families unbeknownst to each other vacation along the length of it. Some are at Empire near Sleeping Bear Dunes, sloping into the lake. One attends the Unitarian Universalist Singles Camp, and a quartet of folks simply enjoy the charms of Saugatuck while a family hits the beach nearby. Water from Niagara-on-the-Lake, where a couple grow closer day by day. Water from Horseshoe Lake on Kelly's Island, Ohio, where a family enjoys a relaxing camping time during the summer holidays. And water from the Coquesing River, where one man rents a cottage near Millwood, becoming closer to his father's spirituality, centered on the sacredness of the natural world, and where a couple kayaks to relax and center. And from a home not too far north of here on River Lee, where a family's first garden connects them to this local earth. Oh, you waters of the north, help us to flow as you flow freely and deepen our community.
For the gift of water, the gift of the world, the gift of life, the gift of community, the gifts of power and joy and honesty and kindness, may we be thankful.
And now may the waters we have poured be taken and brought outside and poured back into the earth, which is our common home. In order that we may do this with the full strength of love and memory, let those among us who have lost a loved one since the last water ceremony a year ago come forward as we sing the hymn and join Eric and Jolinda and Debbie and I. Anyone who's grieving, in fact, come to this table during the singing and follow us to the scatter garden as we pour the water of our communion, our love, and our tears back into the earth. For such is the gift of love for people who love.